Some moments shape the rest of your life. For Omaha artist Waddy White, that moment came at 16 at an art school in North Carolina. Now, decades later, White is bringing that journey full circle through a deeply personal new exhibition that reflects both his career and the people who shaped it. Waddy White is one of Omaha's most active visual artists, a painter, printmaker, and public muralist whose work explores place, identity, and the stories community tell about themselves. His canvases are large, layered, and full of narrative weight. His prints push scale to its limits. Right now, he's finishing a mural for a new mixed-use development in Lincoln, a 40-by-20-foot woodcut design cut into metal panels, 3 stories high, going up outside of a health clinic called the Porch Light. It is the kind of project that takes over your life for a year. But it is a different project, smaller in scale, deeper in meaning, that has his full attention in these days.
You know, today this is actually really kind of a really beautiful moment. You collect so many sort of strange projects or projects you really believe in, and then you ride them out, and sometimes they take a month or 2 months and then they're done and you can see it and it's real. And some of these that I've been doing have been taking, you know, much longer.
The Real Thing is an exhibition at Gallery 1516. I showed what he has been working on for 2 years. It brings together 3 artists, each at different point of their lives. Waddy himself, his uncle Mark, a pioneer glass sculptor who helped establish the American studio glass movement in the 1960s and has been working internationally for over 5 decades, and White's niece, a recent BFA graduate who studied glass at the University of Louisville. 3 generations, 3 mediums, 1 family.
My uncle and I, even though we have been separated by, you know, 40 years and, you know, thousands of miles all my life, we think about things a lot very similarly. We make things very similarly. We work in similar ways. We understand the world and sort of process the world very similarly. As I look deeply at his work, I see these threads that I see in the core of mine as well.
White grew up in rural Illinois, isolated, poor, far from any city or gallery. When he was 12, his brother took him to Chicago for 1 summer. When he was 16, his uncle took him to Penland. Both changed everything. When his niece turned 16 and was growing up in the same rural world White had worked so hard to leave, he started doing the same thing. He brought her to Omaha and led her into his studio.
It's like discovering out of nowhere that you grew up somehow. The thing that you had wished for as a child, the gift you had wanted to give back, was somehow possible to do that, to give that thing to the person who had changed your own life. I don't really know what to say.
Gallery 1516 is a large, beautiful, bright space. And White says he is filling it with the biggest, most ambitious body of work he's ever shown. Large printings, oversized printings, pieces he's been making for years, waiting for a wall worthy of them. Now he has one. The show at Gallery 1516 is on view now and runs through August 16. Admission is free, and if you go, take your time. There is a lot of life on those walls. From the KBNO Arts Desk, I am Gabriel Escalera.